Hey there, welcome to this month's execution plan. So in this plan, you're going to find a series of short video lessons along with a set of handouts. And I've also included the audio file for each lesson. And that gives you many different options based on how you prefer to learn or how you learn best. Keep in mind, though, that some of what I'll teach you in this execution plan is going to be more visual than auditory. So if you take these lessons with you in your car or while you are jogging or mowing the lawn, you might need to come back to it later and just go through the handouts and maybe even some of the videos that explain some of the visual elements. So let's go ahead and get started. You already know that you need to market your business more consistently. And in many cases, you already know what you should be doing. That's not typically the problem. The problem is that you're not sure how to get it done. You have lots of ideas, lots of great intentions, but within a few weeks of setting those goals and intentions, you're already back to the old pattern. And that's a pattern where you don't have enough time in the week to prospect for clients or to work on client attraction strategies that will bring more prospects to you. You may also be overwhelmed with options. What do you do first? Should you do more social media? Should you do some direct mail? Maybe some networking. What about that newsletter you've been meaning to get off the ground? When are you supposed to get that done? Will you ever get that done? You know, there's just so many things that you should be doing. You end up doing nothing or next to nothing. And I know that because I speak from experience. The bottom line is you have good intentions. You know you need to do this stuff. You want to do this stuff, but you're paralyzed by confusion and by overwhelm, too many things to do, where to start, that sort of thing. And even when you have somewhat of a plan, there's still a disconnect between intentions and execution. In other words, your plan feels great, but for some reason, you're just not getting it done, and you feel horrible about that. So in this execution plan, I'm going to show you how to tackle both of these challenges. Specifically, I'm going to show you how to make smart decisions about what to do, how to increase the probability that you'll actually do the stuff consistently, and then how to regroup if and when you get off track, because that's really important, because it's going to happen. You know, it's going to happen. No plan is ever perfect, and the best plan is the one that includes a contingency component. That way, if you do get off track, you get derailed, you're able to pick yourself back up. So I've identified more than 30 different ways to prospect for clients or attract clients into your business. And you know, there's actually quite a few more, but I've found 30 kind of viable ways for a freelance professional to do this. The problem with 30 or 40 of these is that it's just too many. And, you know, let's be honest, many of these ideas that you hear about are not very effective for most freelancers. You know, for instance, traditional advertising. I mean, are there ways to make it work? Sure. But, you know, it's going to be very difficult to do it. You got to do it right. There's not as many opportunities to do that well as there were years ago. And it's just your time and effort and resources are probably best spent somewhere else that's a little bit more proven and can give you a bigger impact for your time, money, energy, and resources. Others are too complex. You know, AdWords, Facebook ads, you know, pay-per-click advertising, period. It's a perfect example of that. It's just very complicated. It's changing all the time. And it's not nearly as effective as you'd think, considering how on top you have to stay on these things and the developments, which are changing all the time. So let me give you the 18 strategies that I've found. And what I'd like to do in here in the first few sessions, in the first few lessons, is talk about these 18. I've narrowed it down to 18 that are going to give you the biggest impact. They're the most viable for freelance professionals. So I'm going to go through all of them. Obviously, we're not going to do a deep dive into all of these. Each one, in fact, could be an execution plan in and of itself. So I'm going to run through them. I'm going to show you how to categorize them, how to think about them. And, you know, I'll just warn you right now, this is not a perfect list. I've really given a lot of thought to why these 18. However, it's a mishmash of methods, approaches, target audiences, etc. So it's not necessarily all pure strategies. Sometimes there's an audience there or an approach or a method or an idea. Okay, so you'll see that once I start going through them, but I wanted to let you know that up front. The list is not necessarily congruent in every single way. So the first group that I'll be talking with you about here in the next session will be strategies that are relatively light in terms of the time and effort required to get them done. So I've kind of grouped them this way, and you'll see why in a future session. The second group are those that will be medium intensity in terms of the time and effort required to carry them out. And then the third group will be high intensity strategies as far as, again, time, effort required to get these deployed. Later, I'll explain how I arrived at these intensity definitions and why I grouped the strategies this way. For now, let's just go through them briefly, starting with the light intensity strategies. And in fact, we'll do that in the next lesson. So I will see you there.